This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor in southern New England. It is autumn, and I'm looking to forever spring. Jeremy Sachs in springtime. There, yes, there's snakes. The magpies are defending their nests. They're trash-talking England. England's trash-talking Australia, preparing for the ashes. The weather is suddenly becoming predictably very hot. However, the question of the Spoodle Dallas and his collection of bird perfection in the backyard, especially before dawn, getting Jeremy up to make sure that they have exactly the right bacon they care about. However, you tell me that Dallas has been fooled this week. What happened?
This week, he was certainly fooled, and it was actually just before dawn, so it was in low light. It was fairly gloomy, and Dallas got me up because he could hear there were birds outside, and he was like, oh, the magpies are there. How about we go feed them as we dutifully do, and so that means waking me up, getting me out of bed, and taking me down there, and then eventually we'll go for a walk. But as we went outside, you could certainly see that the figures of birds on the backyard, but then as Dallas actually got outside, he started to, I guess, slow down. His tail was wagging, but there was something a little bit off. And so anyway, he proceeded forward a little bit more and had a bit of a closer look. And then all of a sudden, he kind of sat down and just sat there staring. And it was a little bit strange for Dallas because normally he'll just wander around the yard, the maggies will hop around with him, and everything would be okay. And so I had a bit of a closer look myself. And sure enough, they weren't actually magpies on the back lawn. Instead, they were the currawongs. Now, the currawongs themselves are roughly the same size as a magpie, but imagine a bird that's about the same size as a magpie but looks more like a crow but still has some white feathers that kind of still look like a magpie. So it's kind of, I guess, a hybrid between a crow and a magpie just sitting there on the lawn. And honestly, the look on Dallas's face was he was absolutely dumbfounded because he was expecting to see our magpie family there as per normal, but instead he was presented with this currawong family, which is not a magpie family, not what he was expecting, and he sure enough didn't know what to do. So at any rate, I still put together some ham and basically their breakfast treats that I would normally do for the magpies, and I went out and fed the currawongs, who are ironically, too, were very, very tame. So I suspect the currawongs have been around the backyard quite a bit, probably when I'm not there. But they were not fussed about taking ham from my hands. But Dallas just did not know what to think about it. He kind of sat there, not brooding, but kind of as an overlord, just watching very closely to see what these currawongs were going to do next. And sure enough, they fed and flew away the next day. Same thing happened. But next time, Dallas was a little bit more welcoming. He went out. He was still a little bit confused because they weren't quite the magpie. That the magpies had actually turned up a little bit earlier, it turns out, and hadn't actually got their food. That's gone. But he felt, you know, the currawongs seem to be friendly enough. That they're not crows, so it's all good. We don't, because apparently Dallas doesn't like the crows now either. But no, he became very accepting. So what I'm jokingly saying now is that basically the currawongs are the substitute for the magpies. While the maggies go through the breeding season and kind of spend more time at their nest looking after their young, it looks like the currawongs have come in and taken over the backyard. And honestly, Dallas, bless his little heart, he's accepted them in as part of the family as well. And he's not perturbed by them at all. But honestly, John, the currawongs are funny birds. They will jump around on the ground like the magpies and play around. But they seem to be a little bit more courageous in some ways, because when I've come down into the kitchen to basically feed them in the morning, I've actually found them basically standing at the kitchen window at eye level, looking in, trying to figure out where I am, whereas normally the magpies are on the ground just looking through the glass doors to see where I am. So these currawongs kind of have a very unique personality of their own, and Dallas has accepted them. But honestly, John, we now have a currawong family that's basically substituting pretending to be our magpie family during this breeding season.
Too many villains, too little time. Where are the cockatoos?
The cockatoos, they are at a distance, thank goodness, because those destructive little beasts of the air, as I like to call them, they have very much stripped a lot of our pine trees around here. They've not only destroyed pine trees, they've also destroyed one of my bird feeders earlier this year, but they too are going through a breeding cycle, which means they are actually staying away for the moment. And you can actually tell they're staying away because, for once in probably the first time in a long time, my back lawn doesn't have pine cones and sticks all over it. Because the worst part about the cockatoos is when they strip things, they'll carry it some distance and then just drop them. So you'll find across your back lawn pine cones and basically half eaten pine cones, I should say, and sticks and bits of bark because the cockies are just out there being destructive and dropping rubbish all over the neighborhood. But they too are having a breeding season, so they too are actually staying away, which is kind of a nice little reprieve.
Jeremy Zach is reporting on Dallas's adventures with the magpie family, now momentarily adding a new family in breeding season. But we will keep watch on those cockatoos. I didn't know that Dallas had an adversary, but the cockatoos are the great big fancy birds, all white. They're large, very large. And they perform well on YouTube, which makes them famous in North America. We don't have to live with them. Jeremy does. It is Friends of History Debating Society from Southern New England to New South Wales. I'm John Batchelor.